This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 7 after the hour now. It's time for our weekly review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an official overview of the charts as the research is done each week by Talkers Magazine. The editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine is one Michael Harrison, who unfortunately has a pretty bad cold this week, but I think we'll be able to discern what it is because he has such a wonderful, strong voice, even though...
It's wonderful, strong voice, totally brought to you by AI today.
Yeah.
I'm typing into my keyboard everything I'm saying, and it sounds like me.
Fabulous. Amazing.
But what can I say? Now, I got the bug, but it's only a bug. Everyone says, is it COVID? Have you noticed how many people have COVID all of a sudden?
Crazy. Bunkum. This is not on the story list, but I'm going to vent a little bit for a moment. Because the announcement was made this week by Pfizer that they are going to double the price of the Paxlovid or whatever that stuff is called that you take if you have a bad case of COVID. Double the price. How does that serve the public? You tell them, well, I mean, it's a business, so okay, it's a business. But it does seem, a lot of people are not getting the vaccines, but a lot of people, the stats, according to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and both the doctors that are on the Good Day program, Jack Stockwell, both of them have been talking about the numbers, and the numbers really aren't there. But the news media, as usual, is stirring the pot, trying to scare people because it's good for business, and they can sell advertising to Pfizer. And so around and around we go. Anyway, I thought...
When you say he says the numbers are not there, you mean there aren't... an uptick in cases? Because what I said to you was anecdotal. It seems to me I'm running into people who are saying that they... have COVID.
Because they don't, unless they've tested and have positive, they can say that. But most of the stuff that's going good, COVID is just a flu. It's another form of flu. That's what it is. And so the flu, the confusion is, do I get a flu vaccine shot or do I get a regular COVID shot or do I get them both? Or is there a vaccine that puts them both together? And the answer to that question is no, not this year, but apparently next year that'll be something that you can get all at once if you want to get a vaccine.
I'm picking up lots of controversy out there in terms of the old issue about how safe is the vaccine.
Yeah.
People are still talking about that.
Yeah.
And again, as objectively as I can report my observation, it seems to be less marginalized. In other words, people from across the political spectrum are.
Yes.
Now. Yeah, have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, I've noticed. Here's I want to have you do the stories and the people listen in a second, but as long as we're on this too. Then number four issue this week on the story list are the presidential candidates, the presidential race. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who one of his mainstays is to be, I don't know if anti-vax is fair, but he's against some vaccines and claims the reason he sounds the way he does is because he had an allergic reaction to the COVID vaccine. And as a result of that, a lot of attention, and frankly, his numbers are going up every week, so a lot of people are paying attention to him, and I think that goes down the road that you're talking about, Michael. People just are getting into a position of thinking, well, maybe this stuff isn't as good for us as we were told.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what I'm noticing, but again, you know, it was so politicized several years ago at the height of... I mean, even Donald Trump was walking, you know, the line. He was on the fence between being for and against the vaccine. On one level, he was beating his chest that he made the vaccine happen faster, but he wasn't beating it that loud because a lot of his base were against the vaccine.
Right.
And,
but
and
he
remember how he did
through.
That dance?
He was about as sick as anybody can be and still survive. A lot of people didn't know that. He was touch and go for 2 or 3 days. He was very, very
sick. They gave him the...
all the old stuff he was talking about.
The monoclonal blah, blah. Yeah, whichever, yeah. Whatever, which is sort of like Paxlovid. What it does is it stops it from advancing. It doesn't kill it. It blocks it from going further within the nervous system. I don't want to do medical stuff in terms of I'm not a doctor, but it worked, and he had the best possible care. And, you know, and I remember him standing up there on the balcony and going in the car. And you can be sure he felt like crap.
Yep.
he was putting on a smiling face. But he never came to terms with where he stood politically on the
And he
vaccine.
Did personally, but he didn't want to do it because his base, as you said so well a couple of minutes ago, his base didn't like it. And why doesn't his base like it? Because the other people like Trump who are on that side said, I don't get the vote. You know what? It's like every other thing in our existence, it seems, these days. It's all political. Look up and down the story list and tell me that there isn't one thing there that isn't political.
Everything is political. That's why political talk radio, even murders are political. That's why news talk radio is so popular, is people like politics. Mm-hmm. And politics is interesting, and they like crime. They don't like to be victims of crime. They don't like having crime, but crime is an interesting subject.
Yeah,
and these are stories. So let's go through these stories. Or do you want to take a break? Okay,
you know I wanted you to go through this too.
All right, the aforementioned Holloway murder is at number 10, although that's slowing down as we head into the weekend. At number 9, North Carolina redistricting. That's an interesting situation. Crime and homelessness at 8. At number 7, U.S. migrant crisis. At number 6, China's New World Order mission. The Russia-Ukraine war is at 5. At number 4, the big one, the 2024 presidential race. At number 3, Trump's legal battles. And that's tied with a late-breaking story that has just taken that story by storm. And that is that Sidney Powell has pleaded guilty. She pled out, as we say.
She made a deal.
Well, she made a deal, but she has to tell the truth.
Yeah, she does.
I don't know if she's capable of telling the truth. I've never seen anybody.
Hey, thank you.
As smooth.
She's very smooth.
She's. I'm not going to say anything. I've already said it. There you go.
Yeah, you said it with you. It's a nation. Yeah.
Sidney Powell. At number 2, House Speaker battle. And number 1, the Israel-Hamas war.
Remember the romantic interest, Michael Douglas, when he was the president? The love interest that was played by Warren Beatty's wife, whose name is completely...
Annette Bening.
Her name was Sidney. That's very interesting.
Are you accusing Biden of being involved with Sidney Powell?
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be exciting, huh?
That would be the stuff of great,
right.
Great
Books.
Movies.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah.
On the People Survey, we have... what a waste of a cool name. Joran van der Sloot.
Yeah, bad
and
guy.
Natalie Holloway.
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom is at 9. At 8, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. Remember, we had trouble pronouncing Xi Jinping years ago.
Mm-hmm.
At number 7, GOP candidates and the aforementioned RFK Jr. And the question there is he a GOP candidate or a Democrat? At number 6,
he's running as an independent. Listen. Who's he going to hurt more? That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right, exactly.
At number 6, we have Letitia James, Tanya Chutkin, and Sidney Powell. At number 5, Donald Trump. At number 4, Matt Gaetz and Patrick McHenry. Benjamin Netanyahu's at 3. Number 2, Jim Jordan. And number 1, Joe Biden. And
You see a picture of Netanyahu. Don't you think about that often? When I saw him hugging Biden the other day, which is just kind of a surreal picture in and of itself, but interests align, and so now they're buddies. But our time when you and I were in Israel, we went into his office like a closet. And, we sat down.
It was a point table. He sat down, and there we were with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah. Right.
And,
It's, you know what? They're all human beings. We're all the same. We put our pants on one leg at a time. We have to take a shower and poop every day. It's just that some people get into positions that are more notable, shall we say. But he's like all the rest of us. We're here trying to deal with our lives and how we make the best of them. I found him to be an interesting character, but then because the business that you and I are in, we talk to interesting characters, compelling stories every single day. His was another interesting, compelling story, but was it unique? I don't know. I just found him to be a very interesting sort, and the scenario that we were in at the time was also very, very interesting. Remember when we walked in? Who was the former prime minister who said, "Can I help you?" Perez. Who walked around like he was the... who was that? Was that Eric Shimon?
Shimon Perez.
Shimon Perez. That was...
Comes over to us and goes, "Can I help you?"
Yeah.
He said, "Can I help you?"
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we're looking for Netanyahu's office.
I think at that time he was the president of Israel. That's, you know,
is he?
The prime minister and the president of Israel, two different jobs. One is largely ceremonial.
Yeah.
And one is, you know, unceremonious.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and on a great-looking dark suit. I remember that. He's a little guy. That's like, that was like yesterday, it feels like, the manner of speaking. All right. So we've got the stories that people are going to dig into them in detail in a matter of moments here, because there are a lot of things. Michael is very good at putting things into perspective. And so I want to talk about Representative Jim Jordan and what we should be thinking about him, because that is the number two story. That's an item on people's minds. But in the meantime, I want to send you to Las Vegas to have a good time. A lot of people planning last-minute road trips. Here's what you do. You call 800-419-3684. All right, 800-419-3684 for 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale October 13th through the 16th and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here.
Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so let's get to some of the things here that I know Michael would like to talk about. Michael Harrison is here, as he usually is on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're reviewing what has been the major discussion points, the charts for this week, October 16th to the 20th, available at talkers.com, also gooddayshow.com. Let's go to the number two thing, because there's a lot of yak about Jim Jordan, who apparently wants to take a third shot at being the Speaker of the House, remembering also that it took McCarthy, 15 shots before he got in. There's not any favorites. The Republicans are eating their young, as they usually do, and fighting amongst themselves. So, you know, what's it going to do? It's going to cost him seats at the election, I think. What do you think?
I think it's when you say it's going to cost them a seat at the election.
No, seats. Next year when they have elections again for Congress, I think the Republicans are screwing themselves right now because they're so disorganized and angry at guys like Gates who are screwing up the party, and the Democrats are loving it. So.
Yeah, the interesting thing is that when McCarthy was running, his problem was with the opposite end of the spectrum in the party. It's hard to tell where the battle lines are drawn. Yeah. It's so complicated now, the GOP, and they're basically held hostage to a small group.
Right, they have one or two guys?
Yeah, they have it because they have such a thin majority. No, there's no question in my mind that they run the risk. There's no question they run the risk. That's a tempered statement of losing seats and immediately losing the majority. But but they also run the risk of losing the general election. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny how, you know, it's like we take one step at a time in making predictions. But the general election is something that is very, very hard to predict at this point in terms of if it's Biden and Trump. Yeah. I mean, not to mention Trump's situation is very hard.
President in jail. See the headlines. And there's some talk that Trump is thinking, you know, it's probably just talk, but who knows? Interesting talk that Trump wants to have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. run with him. I don't think Kennedy would run with him. Can you imagine how apoplectic his family would be? They already are.
I personally don't think that Robert Kennedy is a strong candidate. I think that he's an oddity. Yeah. And
if the election were today, I'd vote for him.
You would.
Yep, absolutely.
Why?
To think about it. Why?
Yeah, why?
Because I think he represents a lot of quietly misplaced the focus on issues and the way that they're being framed by the news media. I think he pulls us away from the constant frame of the right versus the left and the characterization of what's good and what's bad. I think he gives us a lot to think about because he's such an anomaly, even in his own family. And the issues, the way he feels about some of the issues, vaccines seem to give him the most hooch, but there are plenty of other things that he has positions on that are, for my taste, what I, you know, I'm kind of an independent bloke, a libertarian, and he's got a lot of that in his couture, in the way that he's presenting himself. And so who says he has to be like all the rest of the Kennedy family? His name gives him some credibility, and he goes from there. And the news media is not going to like him because the news media is liberal, and they don't like guys like that, for the most part.
You really think the news media is liberal?
I think there's way too much liberalism in traditional media. I think that we have the right-wing outlets that are prominent and have had an important sway in a lot. But I think the electronic media especially is extraordinarily left of center. All right, having said that, got to pause here now with Michael at 28 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is asking the American people to financially support the wars in Israel and Ukraine to the tune of $100 billion taxpayer dollars. Biden argued support for the two nations is key to our national security as he prepares to ask Congress for the aid today. He said that America's leadership is what holds the world together.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home. As president, there is no higher priority for me than the safety of Americans held hostage.
The FBI continues to monitor threats in the United States and overseas as the Israeli-Hamas conflict continues. The FBI has seen an increase in threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab communities and institutions. They are also working with leaders of all faiths, including Jewish and Muslim leaders, and are asking the public to report any threats or suspicious activity to law enforcement. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen from the Good Day program, here to continue our focus on the charts. Number one this week, which is the biggie, the ground invasion, which as we do this program is expected before the, they're going to pound the Israelis, you can be sure, will pound the hell out of the Gaza before they send their troops in. And so there's no question, as we do this program, they're getting ready to go in. And over the course of the weekend when this program airs, there certainly is going to be a lot more, the comments from both sides, the protests. Michael, what do you make of this in terms of other things that have been like this over the years that have been pursued by talk radio hosts? I'm wishing Gene Burns, the late Gene Burns, were around right now to really put this thing into perspective. He was always great at doing that. I don't know that we have a Gene Burns around now, but at any rate, how's this thing just goes on and on and on. Are we talking about it differently, or is it pretty much the same as with other Israeli conflict?
It's more of the same. And, I mean, there's so many things about this that, kind of break your brain. You know, it's hard, what's the expression? Wrap your brain around it.
Yeah, 4,200 people are dead as a result of last.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, it's very hard to justify any of it. Yeah. However, if you look at it from the standpoint of the people there as opposed to our own sensibilities, it's a matter of survival, and it's a matter of great passion and rage. The conversation here always borderlines on anti-Semitism. These type of things give people an opportunity to express parts of maybe their anti-Semitic nature. It does exist.
I don't understand. You know what? Honestly, and I'm gonna throw this out there. There's a toot that I get on, but you just pushed a button with me. I don't get it, and I never have. There's been anti-Semitism for millennia. You go back to way back when the Jews were slaves of the Egyptians, and you go back further than that. What is there about the Jews that everybody, not everybody, but certainly the Arabs, I know, I get the Palestinian and Israel stuff, but this is just another thing to not like the Jews for. What is there about Jews that bring so much animosity out in people? I've never understood it, but listen.
Do you have any theories?
Yeah, that they're smarter and better at most things and then a lot of other folks who are not. They make sure most Jews that I have known over the years have been extraordinarily well educated. They're well spoken. They have a penchant for being able to run businesses well. That kind of stuff, I suppose, maybe that may play into it. I've said this before. Both my children are married to Jewish people. My son's married to a Jewish woman, and my daughter's married to a Jewish guy. Mm-hmm. And so does it make a difference? I don't know. It doesn't make a difference to me. I see two children have come from the love that those folks have for each other. And, man, there's nobody in the world I love more than those two kids. So,
But the issue of anti-Semitism, I mean, you just touched on it, and it's very interesting, and we can talk about it for hours. But the fact of the matter is the issue of anti-Semitism comes into play anytime Israel is involved in any type of warfare, and Israel is a tough customer. They
sure are.
they don't mess around when their existence is on the line, and there are a lot of things that conspire to make this a tough situation, like the tremendous amount of people, the number of people that are all packed into this this heavily populated
area.
And basically the Hamas uses its citizens as human shields. Mm-hmm. puts them in that danger. So who are you going to blame? Some people just don't have the patience for wanton killing. And, you know, I sort of fall into that category. I find it very difficult to justify any of it. But I have to say, I come down entirely on the side of the Jews and Israel because I've been there and I see the situation. And if they were not faced with what they're faced with, they would not be operating the way they do. No. That's my own experience.
It's results, you know, exactly. The result of circumstances bring it to the point. And then, as you said, the rest of the world kind of gets brought in, the hatred for America by the Iranian government and others who like to see us slip on a banana peel.
Mm-hmm.
That
Israel is our ally.
Yeah.
In an area that really is basically un-American.
Yeah.
We have to decide what Americanism is in this country. We have to decide what do we stand for. If we don't stand for anything.
Well,
we don't stand for truth, justice, and the American way.
Because there's so much information that's wrong or confusing.
Exactly.
And then I was looking at this State Department official who left. His name is Josh Paul. He resigned from the State Department because he didn't like what President Biden did and said when he was in Israel. And so he thinks that the Israeli government has caused this humanitarian crisis. Hello? They didn't start this. I don't understand what's so difficult for people to see.
Look at what they did.
They're doing.
What they did to the Israelis.
How is there confusion? Why are there protests on college campuses with kids supporting the Palestinian movement? Well, you don't have college professors who are happy to teach the wrong stuff. And people say, well, who are you to judge what the right stuff and the wrong stuff is? Hello, look at the FACT, the facts. That's what you look at, and a lot of people don't want to do that. Hard to find them sometimes, but you see them from the from space. They have the satellite picture of the missile being launched from Palestinian territory and hitting the hospital. There's nothing coming from Israel. What more proof do you need? Well, people say, I was doctored up.
The issue has spread in terms of conversation on talk radio to the role of the New York Times and the Washington Post in terms of their coverage of it, that they immediately printed that it was an Israeli rocket that caused all of the mayhem at the hospital, the death and destruction. And it turned out that it was not true, and they retracted it. Well, a lot of people are now saying, see, fake news. The New York Times is anti-Israel.
I think they've had a tradition of being anti-Israel, frankly, the New York Times.
I mean, this is part of the confusion of not only what does it mean to be an American, but what does it mean to be a Democrat or a Republican? What does it mean to be a liberal or a conservative? Who's the good guy this week? Don't you hate it when people you despise are on the same side you are?
I don't despise anybody, but I
know what you're saying.
I do
despise people. You have to. We all do.
This is the human condition. So then there's the next thing. There are other missiles that are flying around that aren't from the Palestinians and aren't from the Israelis.
Yeah, false flags.
The Navy has downed some missiles that were headed toward Israel that were shot out of Iran or some group from, they're actually in Yemen, but they get the missiles from Iran. And meanwhile, the Iranian people are very angry because many of them, if not most of them, don't like the Ayatollah. They don't like what Iran is doing. It's a well-educated country. And then you see the confusion or why is it if they're so well-educated, they allow a guy like that to be in charge? Good question.
Well, that's a good question. A lot of people around the world say that about the United States. How could they have allowed a guy like so-and-so to be in charge? Or how could they allow what's going on in the Congress to happen? Yeah. You think that gives our allies around the world any kind of security or comfort when they see the Republicans who control the House can't control themselves?
Yeah.
So it's a sticky wicket, to say the least.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very hard, in a couple of minutes to explain all this. Not that you and I are geniuses, but it's obvious that this is a very difficult set of circumstances to come to any kind of clarity on. Yeah. And all I hope is that this thing slows down, because regardless of who's right or wrong or who started it, we are dangerously close to this escalating into a world war. And that's what has to be avoided.
Yeah, obviously.
Because no one's going to win in that. Look at the pain and suffering that the microcosm of a world war is happening right now between Palestine and Israel. Imagine if all of a sudden China's involved, and Taiwan is involved, and Ukraine is involved, and Russia's involved, and Iran and Syria are involved, and North Korea gets into the action. Bing, bang, boom. How do you know who's sending missiles and who caused it? You're going to start doing inquiries. You're going to get rage. You remember the rage that existed after 9/11?
Yeah.
Rage. And that's when people say, blow them all up. Who gives a damn about their babies? Who gives a damn about their civilians? And then you wind up killing the people that you're trying to liberate. You blame the people for their governments that are at fault. And you even said it before. How could intelligent people like the Iranians allow Ayatollahs to run their country? I know. There's not much left to say.
It's true. I was just looking as you were talking about that. Something flashed on my screen about the auto strike and the additional layoffs that have come from the strikes. And here's something that is a very important American story that is, all the big three automakers, Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, we've got strikes going on now in 22 states, And who's talking about that? They didn't even on the story list this week because it got edged out by other stuff. But it's an important thing that affects America. Does it affect the rest of the world? Yeah, because we sell our cars, other than Toyota, most of the cars in the world are from the big three in America. You don't see any. By the way, you know, we talk about the Chinese and the rest of their South Korean cars, the Kia and the what's the Genesis and what's the other one? It's a Hyundai. Those are Korean cars. Mm-hmm. But who? Do you see anybody driving a Chinese car? See anybody driving a Russian car? I haven't seen any of those people. I don't see any of those cars around.
I got to tell you, one of the things that I judge countries' ability to compete in the big picture, this is just my own personal bias, is how big or prestigious or dependable their auto industry is.
Right.
And if countries do not have automobile industries, I consider them lesser developed no matter who they are. And mm-hmm. the Russians do make cars, but they're crappy cars. The Chinese make but they're crappy cars.
Awful.
Yeah. But the Swedish make good cars. The Germans make great cars.
Yeah.
The Asians now, and I'm talking about South Korea and
Japan,
they make great cars. And so much of what we consider to be an industrial advanced nation is reflected in their automobile industry. You brought a very interesting insight.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And there is, we look at this stuff. And the other thing that we don't have this week, we would, if it wasn't for the damn war, we'd be talking about Hurricane Norma. And what's the next hurricane? It's Category 4 storm as we're doing this. But it's on the Pacific side. The all of the warning, the news media, look out, going to be a horrible season for hurricanes on the East Coast. Nothing. Really? A little trouble in Florida, nothing serious. And so you go to the West Coast, look at this, another hurricane. When we were kids, there were never hurricanes on the West Coast, right?
Well, hurricanes usually are on the East Coast of places.
Yeah.
In Asia, they call them monsoons. In America, they call them hurricanes. Yeah. It has to do with the nature of how the world turns.
Yeah.
And
La Nina versus El Nino.
Indicative of some kind of strange weirdness going on.
Uh-oh.
The fact that we're having hurricanes on the west side of a continent.
Yep. All right, well, we threw a couple of extra curveballs at you there, boys and girls, but you can find the story list, as I remind you often, at talkers.com. And by the way, there's a great interview that Michael did with Harry.
Harry
Hurley. Great. Check it out. MHinterview.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale, October 13th through the 16th, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Theme from Dawn of the Dead. Which could be the theme for the American film industry if these guys don't get off their butts and figure out what's going on, SAG-AFTRA and the various proposals. So, Chucker, why? That's not why we're playing this now.
We're playing that because we're going to do sort of a countdown, I guess, to a Halloween playing, opening the segment with a horror theme. Music. That's my second all-time favorite horror movie, George A. Romero's Dawn of the Dead, 1978, which is a sequel to his 1968 horror classic, Night of the Living Dead. Believe it or not, Doug, I know you knocked the horror genre, but Dawn of the Dead was shot for like $800,000 at the Monroeville Mall in Pennsylvania. They shot it mostly overnights. Romero had access to that mall only overnight. And it's an amazing achievement if you like horror. And it works on multiple levels. Satire, adventure movie, end of the world movie, zombie movie. It's a great film. So Stop knocking these movies, Doug.
Okay.
Please.
Whatever you say, Chucker.
All right.
All right. Bunch of A-list actors. George Clooney. And let's see, who's else in this list? Scarlett Johansson, Tyler Perry, pretty much all the A-listers.
Emma Stone.
Yeah, they're all pushing.
So what are they trying to do? They've agreed to kick in $150 million, pooling their own money, into what kitty for 3 years? What is it exactly?
It's the union fund, I think.
I said to you off air, I don't know enough about this to know about it, but... How is that, doing that, how does that help the struggling working actor. I mean, I said to you, which I believe, again, this is ultimately about the big A-list players starting to get impatient because they probably have, you know, projects in the pipeline that they want to get made, and if they want this to end.
It's 150 mil is nothing to sneeze at, no matter whether they're A-listers or not. Ben Affleck is in the group as well. Matt Damon,
yeah.
People that you all know. And I don't mean to say it's simplistic,
sure.
But they would benefit if they went back to work. You can't
continue
to
you
stay
can't
off
forever.
As
you
long,
can't
yeah,
forever.
Right. No,
because
not
at the
have
end of
a
the
career.
Day, somebody's going to sweat harder than the other, and one of them is going to get broke and maybe damaged for a very, very long time. You know, nobody likes to see strikes. Obviously, and the entertainment industry does have importance in our culture, right? Because we are bored species, and we do want to watch something to clear, you know, whether it's movie or television or whatever it is, to occupy our time once in a while. And if there's nothing in the pipeline, as an industry, you know, think about movie theaters. It's very bad, ultimately. Yeah. I mean, they could salvage that going forward if this ends, but if it goes on to March, April of next year, that would be detrimental to the industry on multiple levels.
Yeah. TV and the entertainment industry in general. Speaking of that, now this movie is coming.
We would run out of things to talk about, no?
Nah, we'll never run out of things.
Okay.
The Scorsese movie that comes out today.
Those are the Flower Moon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's
and
the deal. It's tracking over 20 million, 3.5 hours. DiCaprio's the star. That's a good opening. The Taylor Swift concert film will be number one, though. It's going to drop off considerably, probably about 30 million. I read an article that says in the first 3 days that movie was released, when it made 96 million here domestically, that almost basically guaranteed her a net profit of 55 million in her pocket, because the concert film cost $15 million to produce, and very little advertising. Most of it was done on Instagram.
Word of mouth.
Anybody that tries to knock this movie not doing $100 million, I mean, this is a massive, massive, massive financial success, Doug, for her.
God love her.
Yeah. If we got 1% of this, we'd be okay.
Yeah, we'd be fine.
I'd be talking to you on an island right now.
Nothing wrong. Either that or a small college town somewhere.
Here's
in America.
One other bit of movie news event. Just next weekend, this movie, Five Nights at Freddy, which is based on a video game, it fits into the horror genre, although it's PG-13, tracking at a $40 million opening weekend, even though it's day-to-day with Peacock, meaning it will be in theaters on over 3,000 screens, but you could also watch it on Peacock if you want to stream it. That would be the second biggest opening weekend this fall behind the Taylor Swift concert film. Pretty impressive. Listen, people want to go back to, clearly, people do want to go back to the movies, and they are going back to the movies.
Yep. I want to go, except there's nothing I want to see.
I know.
At the moment.
I know. You don't like this horror thing, right?
I like the horror thing, and I'm not sure I want to go see De Niro, although I like them, and DiCaprio. It's too violent. It's too much. Yeah. And I don't know. Who needs it? Especially this time. All right, Chucker, talk to you on Monday. Or I won't, but the ladies will. 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.